Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Alaska Business Magazine, in partnership with the Alaska Channel and the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District, is conducting a survey to gather insights from business owners about their plans for the future. Tim Dillon, Executive Director of KPED, spoke on the survey.
What we're trying to do is we're starting to hear about folks that are potentially either going to sell their business, or they want to retire, or they just don't want to have that everyday responsibility of owning a business. So what we're trying to do is gather some information to see what kind of help people need, because quite honestly, we don't know what help they need. We know that folks are considering, you know, passing it off to their kids. Some of the kids don't want things. For every business, there's a different scenario. So we're just trying to figure out, is there something that we could do to help statewide? So this is a project that's really being led by the Alaska Channel, by Bob Kaufman, and working with the Alaska Business Magazine.
The survey is completed confidential. It takes about 2.5 minutes to complete and provide valuable insights that can help owners of Alaska's businesses. You'll find a link to the survey on our story at RadioKenai.com. Tim Dillon explains more about the survey.
It's one of these things. It's a confidential survey. I think it's very, very important for people to continue to remember that, you know, when we do these kinds of things, they're confidential. And what we're trying to do is figure out what kind of help do people need. We don't want to go putting something together that's not going to be of use to our community and to the state. So we want to make sure that the information we're gathering is accurate and that we can go ahead and help folks with their transition.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game in favor of protecting early run and late run Cook and the King salmon and ensuring sport fishing opportunities in the future is closing sport fishing for King salmon, including catch and release, in all Cook Inlet salt waters north of the latitude of Bluff Point. King salmon incidentally caught while fishing for other fish may not be removed from the water and must be released immediately. This regulatory change is effective at 12:01 a.m. Monday, May 15th through 11:59 Monday, July 31st. This change does not affect fishing for other species, including halibut. Other restrictions, including conservation zone closures to all fishing, will remain in effect. You can review pages 73 through 75 of the South Central Sport Fishing Regulations Summary Booklet for these regulations. Based on the recent early run and late run king salmon escapement monitoring in the Kenai, Anchor, and Deschka rivers, this year's king salmon runs are forecasted to be below the lower end of their escapement goals, which has triggered in-river sport fishery preseason closures in these streams. Additionally, all these stocks failed to achieve their escapement goals in 2022. Emergency Order 2KS71423 reduces the king salmon bag and possession limit to one in salt water south of Bluff Point. Emergency Order 2KS11023 closed the early run king salmon sport fishery in the Kenai River through June 30th. Emergency Order 2KS11123 closed the late run king salmon sport fishery in the Kenai River from July 1st through July 31st. Emergency Order 2KS71323 closed the Anchor River and Deep Creek to all sport fishing through July 15th. Emergency Order 2KS20523 closed the Deschka River to king salmon sport fishing. Additional preseason emergency order restrictions also affect the sport fishing and other streams on the Kenai Peninsula, Northern Cook Inlet, and Western Cook Inlet areas. Based on the preseason king salmon forecast, it looks like the 2023 will be another year in this low productivity period for Cook Inlet king salmon, stated area management biologist Mike Booz. Read more on the closures across Cook Inlet and the Kenai and Kasiloff Rivers by visiting our website at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.